Here we are, Durwood, and thank you.
Howdy, Bing. What you going to start off with today?
You know, I was thinking you might do the first song, Rosie.
I'm sorry, partner. I'm still on my coffee break.
Okay, I'll sing then.
This may be your big opportunity.
Well, you never can tell. We'll be listening.
Ah, gee, it's all fine and dandy. Sugar candy when I've got you. Then I see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get so lonesome, get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do? Candy, when I've got you, then I see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get so lonesome, get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do? Can't make it without you. When you're gone, what can I do?
Yay, Ken, you know, if I ever decide to go into opera, I doubt that I shall...
I share that doubt with you, Bing.
But if I ever do decide to go into the opera racket, I don't think I'll ever sing in Denmark.
Why, do they make you take an entrance examination in Denmark?
Now, don't you be fresh, Rosie. What I'm trying to say is that opera's just too rugged in Denmark.
How do you mean rugged?
Well, you know, just recently at the Royal Theater in Copenhagen, the singer who played the title role in Verdi's Rigoletto, he was taken home after the second act and in an ambulance.
An ambulance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, opera must be rugged in Denmark. You say the fellow playing the leading role in Rigoletto was taken home in an ambulance?
That's what happened. Of course, they say it's a misunderstanding, but I don't know. I just think it's pretty rough singing opera there.
What do you mean, a misunderstanding?
Well, here's what happened. The fellow in the chorus, a courtier, was supposed to carry Rigoletto on the stage, and then he was supposed to throw Rigoletto into the air, and he was supposed to be caught by three other courtiers.
Oh, I'm beginning to see. This courtier threw Rigoletto too far, huh?
Yes, and something worse than that.
Worse than that?
That's right. But now a pause, of course, in this thrilling drama, practically before it begins.
Bing, why pause now?
Because it's time for Rosie to sing.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Looks like I saved the day practically before it started.
Anyone for love? Anyone to try that grand old game with me? To share a name with me? To light the flame with me? Anyone for love? But first you don't succeed, you try again. To do or die again. It's just that way. Anyone for love today? don't succeed, you try again. To do or die again. It's just that way.
Back to this Rigoletto incident in Denmark. You say the tenor was thrown into the air by a courtier and was supposed to be caught by three other courtiers, huh?
So it had been planned, Ken. That was the script. But when Rigoletto got tossed, nobody caught him.
Oh, man.
Kerplunk, he fell right on the stage on his head.
Well, how could that have happened?
It was a misunderstanding, they said. You see, the three men who had been rehearsed to catch Rigoletto, all three men were homesick, and their three replacements, well, they hadn't been briefed. They weren't informed that they were to make the catch.
Well, why doesn't someone double-check these things?
But you know, that's what the tenor said when he came to.
And, Bing, that's one reason why you don't think you'll make your opera debut in Denmark.
Well, not in Rigoletto, at least. I might take a swing at some of the less vigorous things, maybe.
Yeah, why don't you break in with the student prince?
It's a little rangy.
Mm.
Yeah, it gets a bit high there in parts. But anyhow, I'll not accept a part where I get tossed unless there's a net handy, or else three strong men who have been thoroughly instructed, briefed, rehearsed, all set and ready to catch me.
And not on the first bounce.
What bounce? These lads must be alert.
Well, I suppose the three men who missed the catch had errors chalked up against them.
Oh, of course. Do you know, I just may stick to the easier type of singing.
Something effortless?
Even weightless. You know, like in outer space.
Say, I just happen to think the insurance rates must be something fierce on fellas singing Rigoletto in Copenhagen.
Oh, sky high, I should think. Say, what do you think we ought to do, segue to a little music here?
Well, nothing from Rigoletto.
Nothing close to Rigoletto.
I've flown around the world in a plane. I've danced flamencos, pasodobles in Spain. You know the North Pole I've charted, but I can't get started with you. What to do? Baby, I'm so blue. On a golf course, I'm under par.
On a nice day,
Metro Goldwyn has asked me to star.
We haven't talked pay.
I got a house and show place. Still, I don't get no place with you. You're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you and I scheme. Just for the sight of you, dream. Both day and night of you. But what good does it do? I've been consulted by Dwight D. Princess Kelly had me to tea. But you've got me downhearted. 'Cause I can't get started with you.
I've run 100 yards in 10 flat, hanging on to a thunderbird.
Out of Manju's copied my hat.
Is that a dirty word?
With queens I've a la carte, but I don't get started with you. All the leading tailors copy my styles. Toothpaste ads feature my smiles.
Why, the Astorbilts and the Vanderbilts I visit, but say, tell me, what is it with you? Man, you give me that halibut eye every time I come by.
When first we met, how you elated me.
Well, I want to tell you, you devastated me.
Yes. Now you've deflated me.
till you're my Waterloo. You know that really, when you come to think about it, I'm no fool. With Lola Brigider, I've taken Pasta Fazool. Oh, consistently. But lately, how I've smarted. 'Cause I can't get started with you.
Here comes September Good Housekeeping to help you lead the creative life you want to live. First of all, there's a Keep Young Guide to Happy Eating, 22 pages of wonderful food, including trim luncheon and dinner menus, and recipes that'll keep your family's health up, weight down, spirits sparkling. And handsome color pages of fall fashions, town clothes that take you to the country beautifully, country clothes that go anywhere in the city. Also, for those who may be wondering about the controversial new birth control pills, Good Housekeeping has a medically authoritative report. And don't miss the House for All Seasons, with interiors beautifully presented in color. A down-to-earth dream house priced well within the reach of many young couples today. Also, Good Housekeeping brings you Let's Have a Draft for Girls by famed columnist and educator Max Lerner. A stimulating and forceful suggestion that a female home Peace Corps be drafted. All this and much, much more in September, Good Housekeeping. Buy your copy today.
The wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song. It's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me.
Now I make a motion that we hear from Buddy Cole and orchestra.
Second the motion.
I third the motion. Such a thing.
Rosie, what do you say we play a little game?
What game is that?
Well, it's a game called Other People. I'll be Fred Astaire, you be Ginger Rogers, and we'll sing Isn't This a Lovely Day?
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Isn't this a lovely day, buddy?
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? We're going on your way. Now you gotta remain.
Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea. The clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me.
I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm.
I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm.
Let the rain pitter patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray.
Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain?
I was going on my way, now I've got to remain.
Just as you were going, leaving me all a fuss.
The clouds broke, they broke.
Oh, what a break for us.
I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm.
I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm.
Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
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 So long, folks. Until next time.
Thanks for listening, friends.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.